Well, it's just about all in the green to start today. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Hoffman. All the grain futures seem to be on the upside here this morning, with the exception of front month corn, which was down just a fraction of a cent, and soybean meal trading a little more than a dollar lower. Take a look at where things are here today. Well, we see that world equity markets are lower this morning after a lower close in the U.S. on Friday, where markets retreated from lifetime highs. The 10-year note closed at 4.2% and has trended lower over the past week, due mostly to the comments by Federal Reserve Chairman Powell last week. Traders will continue to look for clues as to when the first rate cut could take place. In economic news this week, we'll get new home sales on Monday, durable goods and consumer confidence Tuesday, jobless claims and first quarter GDP on Thursday, and a new PCE report on Friday. Friday's also a holiday for the ag markets, closing for Good Friday, but agriculture will give us a cold storage on Monday afternoon. Grain stocks and acreage on 11 a.m. Thursday morning, and the hogs and pigs report 2 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. The Dow right now is trading down 84 points. European markets are lower. Asian markets are also trending lower. Well, the cattle complex took a beating ahead of the cattle on feed report on Friday. Feeders led the weakness with large losses, with the front month May falling $4.30. It was anticipating there'd be some positioning ahead of the report, as traders that had profits would want to preserve them. Traders feared a bearish report, and it did not surprise at all. We saw some of the placements being the worst at 110% compared to the average estimate of 106.3%. Expect the markets to continue to react negatively to those numbers here today. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn down a penny right now at 4.38 and a quarter. Soybeans up 1.5 at 11.94 even. Soy meal down $1.90 at 3.37.20. Soy oil up 42 cents at 48.06. Chicago wheat up a nickel at 5.59 and three quarters. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Hoffman.